this moment. All the hits, all the laughs. Nikki and DeMello for breakfast.
The only way to wake up.
Coast FM.
Hey, you see the news? Preston Beach could be the first bit of WA coastline where four-wheel drivers have to pay to access facilities.
As you
would imagine, that has drawn quite the mixed response from people when that's been suggested.
Yeah, but it would and should.
Visitors over the Christmas put a massive strain on facilities, and you know that combined with general, not for everyone obviously, but some disorderly behaviour has sort of come up with this suggestion then to try and recoup some costs. It's an interesting idea.
Yes. So is this like a picnic area or something?
I'm guessing, what's the go? No, I think that they're talking about four-wheel drive access.
Right. So I guess it's because some silly people tear it up and then you've got to get someone down there to level it off again.
And toilets are left in terrible states and, you know, bins get overstressed and, you know, I don't know, lots of things. Mm. You don't want to stress the bins.
No. See, I didn't even know. Like, obviously, we've been down there and then left. I haven't gone. I didn't even know there was
facilities.
There was facilities. I just thought it was the beach. But there you go.
Well, there is some bits and pieces in there, obviously. They reckon, I mean, they talked about a $6,000 bill to, I don't know if it was fix up the toilet facilities or if it was bins or what the deal was combined for all of them. But anyway, yes, it's an interesting move. It's like we've said, it's a first. And it's a suggestion. It's not even happening yet, but it's certainly one that will, stir some controversy.
Mm.
They've done a breakdown. The Sydney Power Company's done a breakdown. Given how much, you know, power costs these days, everyone's sort of going through terribly expensive bills at the minute. It looks like it's not just us. Sydney Power Company's broken down where the majority of your power costs come from. I mean, it's pretty obvious in the scheme of things. What do you think the biggest thing is?
What generating power?
No, in terms of in your house, where do you use most of your power?
Okay.
Your biggest part of your bill? Yeah. Well, 40% is heating and cooling. I don't know about pools at this stage, but
it does.
Well, it would be.
Pool, absolutely.
I'm just looking to see where that would fit here. So 40% is heating and cooling. They say 24% is hot water. 14% is electronics. So that's, you know, computer and TVs and stuff like that. 8% is the fridge.
Yeah.
I remember back in the days when fridge was the main culprit. People used to be like, honestly, everything else was just kind of incidental on top. And I suppose, and I don't mean to sound like it doesn't make a difference, but when, you know, turning lights off could make a big difference to your bill, I feel like there are other things that will stop you having a big difference if you just turn the lights off now. Well, for a start, lights don't take as much power as they used to because LEDs are better than they were. Anyway, then at 5 and 4%, it's cooking and laundry. So I wonder where pools would fit into that. But anyway.
Well, if you have a pool, it would be 90% of your bill.
So anyway, they're the things that you can focus on if you're looking at ways to try and reduce it. Heating and cooling. It's all those things, you know. Don't have the air conditioners cranked so hard. They say go with a fan before you put the aircon on first because they're way cheaper to run.
Yep.
And if not, just deal with the fact that you're going to have a big bill, I suppose, is the other thing. So another navigational warning for you here. Two German tourists managed to get themselves lost in the wilderness of Queensland after attempting to drive from Cairns to Bamaga, which is up on the tip, using Google Maps to guide them.
Oh, classic Google Maps.
Yeah, they ended up on a remote dirt track that led them into a closed national park. Their car got stuck in mud after driving nearly 60 k's on the deserted track. And with no phone service or limited supplies, they had to abandon their vehicle and hike for over a week to reach safety.
Oh my goodness. They made it,
by the way. So, yeah, good news story right there. But another reminder that Google Maps is great up to a point.
Yeah, like they really committed to it. They really said, no,
absolutely.
Google Maps is right.
All the way. I mean, half the time, I'm not sure it knows the way to Bunbury, let alone the way to go on a dirt road.
I must say, it has directed us to quite a few dirt roads in my time.
Yeah, I feel like dirt roads.
Why are we here? Like, surely there's a more direct way to go.
Maybe it was the shortest route.
Look, maybe it is, but it's also illegal and it's on somebody's private property.
And it requires you to go through a building.
So, lovers of hot chippies. Well, there's good news. Apparently, a recent international study has found that it's the best meal worldwide in regards to protecting biodiversity.
Is that right?
Yes.
Hot chips.
I'm not really sure, like, what the go is with this. But the only all Aussie dish assessed was Avo on toast, which ranked in at 58.
Is that an all Aussie dish, is it?
I don't know. That's what I'm like. I'm confused about.
I'm sure there are other countries in the world that have avocados. So,
absolutely. But, and toast.
But we're the only ones that have ever thought to put the two of them together.
I find that very hard to believe. Anyway, the researchers from the University of Singapore conducted this study and compared areas' ingredients produced with the native fauna. So I guess that's how it's done.
Okay. So hot chips, low impact, that's the key. If you want to be nice to the environment around you, well, you have to have hot chips.
Yeah, I think that's what they're saying. Yeah. Anyway, the Spanish roast lamb dish, I'm not even going to try to say that, but that had the most impact on biodiversity. So roast lamb, thumbs down. Hot chippies, thumbs up.
I wonder if the roast lamb only has that issue in Spain or if that's like a worldwide, like, you know what I'm saying?
It's just, it's a very strange study to do. But anyway, they've been ranking the dishes in terms of how many species are losing their home because we are eating that dish. So right. Potatoes, it's not affecting anything.
Right, well,
we're not taking away anyone's food by eating hot chippies, basically.
That's good enough for me.
So get into it.
Nikki and DeMello's.
Riddle me this, riddle me that.
Here we go, riddle time, and we got Ben on the line from Golden Bay. Morning, Ben.
Morning.
Hey, there we go. Hello. Is it an exciting day today because it's only 4 days of school this week?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, it could be even more exciting. 4 days of school and a prize at the end of it, thanks to Sick Hobbies in Rockingham. If you score it, the what?
Plus. Building blocks with Carrie Case. So the whole kit there for you there so you can make anything you like out of these cool things. Thanks to Sick Hobbies in Rockingham. Good luck.
Could be all yours. Just have to solve this. What word is pronounced the same if you take away four of its five letters?
Is it Q?
Q.
Q's, and I'm waiting in a Q. If you take away the UE. I mean, why does it need double
UEs? How many UEs are there? I feel like there's QUEUEUEUEUEUEUE. I'm not sure how you spell it. But anyway, you take away all of them and you've still got a Q.
You've just got Q.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Nailed it.
Yes.
Well done.
You got it, Ben.
Woohoo. Good luck for Friday.
Thank you.
Oh, Ben, there's two Bens.
And Co. in the car, waiting, hoping it all comes together. Good luck.
Nikki and DeMello's three things you need to know.
Yeah, you can watch Barbie for free with One and Up Moonlight Movies. This is coming up Friday.
Yes.
So, 5:45, it all gets underway at Village Beach One and Up. Info in the What's On section of coastlive.com.au. That'll be popular.
Yeah, so get all your pink outfits back out again.
That's right. There we go. See, you'll get a couple of uses out of it at least. It's National Absinthe Day today, so shout out to the alcohol that, according to legend, was at least part of the reason Dutch artist Van Gogh cut his ear off.
Well, I can imagine. Many people have thought crazy things like that after having absinthe.
Yes,
so.
Indeed. So there you go.
Oh, dear.
And it's Unique Names Day today. Now, unique is often about context. I mean, I know growing up, DeMello was pretty unique. Maybe not so much now. And if I was in Portugal or Brazil, probably not at all.
No.
However, in almost every context, I think Elon Musk's kids will have names you could consider unique. So
yeah,
shout
absolutely.
Out to hashtag dot dot.
Yeah, what is it?
Well, I can't even remember. But yeah.
Yeah.
Must be hard to call them when they're in trouble.
I think one's just like X or something, isn't it?
I think that's what they break it down to. Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Anyway. 97.3 Coast FM. Nikki and DeMello's Coast Feed. Coast Feed.
Go. For Seagulls Outdoor Furniture Superstore located in Mandurah, Home City, or online at seagulls.com.au. Let's get entertaining with Nikki.
Thank you. Tones and I has become the first female artist ever to reach over 3 billion Spotify streams. She achieved the milestone, of course, for this song.
Dance for me, dance for me, dance.
Yeah, 3 billion streams.
Crazy.
Insane.
Yeah, she becomes the first female artist ever to achieve that streaming milestone. She ranks in at number 7 overall in the most streamed songs. The top 3 are The Weeknd's Blinding Lights at 4 billion streams.
Wow.
Ed Sheeran's Shape of You at 3.7 billion. Mm-hmm. And Lewis Capaldi, Someone You Loved, at 3.2 billion.
Really?
Pretty random, but there you go. She's in at number 7 overall. Pretty good.
Yeah, quite sad sometimes, aren't we? No, I mean, just in terms of, we like a bit of sadness.
Oh, yeah. You have to. You've got to balance it out, you know?
True, true. Sweet and sour, you know?
A new Garfield movie is on the way and we have a new trailer. Ooh. Garfield is voiced by Chris Pratt this time round. The world-famous Monday-hating, lasagna-loving indoor cat is about to have a wild outdoor adventure after an unexpected reunion with his long-lost father, scruffy street cat Vic, who's voiced by Samuel L. Jackson. Garfield and his canine friend Odie are forced from their perfectly pampered life into joining Vic in a hilarious high-stakes heist. Here's the trailer.
I think this is a case of mistaken identity. You must be looking for another gorgeous, lovable kitty cat.
Big bag hunter with the... Come on, Junior.
You.
Huh?
This is Vic, my father.
Welcome back, Victor.
Listen, I need your help.
Get them!
I haven't seen you for years, and when I do, you're on the run from a deranged cat.
We need to toughen you up.
Hey, I know tough, Vic.
You've obviously never been in an Olive Garden that's run out of breadsticks.
Garfield is out in cinemas from May 30th. And Jack Black has revealed his Tenacious D rock rendition of Britney Spears' hit Baby One More Time.
Ooh.
The song appears in Kung Fu Panda 4. He and Tenacious D bandmate Kyle Gass covered the song for The Flick. Black shared this teaser on his TikTok.
Cover we didn't know we needed.
Oh, love it.
That's awesome.
Kung Fu Panda 4 is out in cinemas later this month.
Nikki and DeMello.
Back tomorrow morning from 6.
97.3 Coast FM.